Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Battlefield USA, Civil War underway. What better phrase could encapsulate what's taking place today than that? Of course, that is the that's a product of Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com and gen6.com. And I like that. Battlefield USA, Civil War underway. And we can note that everything that's taking place today is heading for really a culmination into a civil war, brother against brother, family against family, neighbor against neighbor, as well as a second revolution. Of course, the mass population of patriots defending against a rogue government. This is what Steve Quayle is with me to talk about today. That's why Thursdays are my favorite days, I'm telling you. Although yesterday, folks, yesterday, I thought the first segment, and I'd like your comments on this. I'd like you to go back and watch the first segment from yesterday. I think I made a pretty good illustrative, if I was giving a deposition or if I was testifying, I think the exhibits that I offered and we spoke of, I think that gives a pretty good idea of what's taking place. And today will, in fact, be, I believe, the closing argument for what I opened yesterday, so to speak. We also have the FBI, out of control FBI. Did you know, have you heard this earlier today? Arizona Republicans censure rogue FBI just days after the raid of President Trump's home, call on the state of Arizona to end cooperation with the FBI. How bad does it have to be? I'm asking this. How bad does it have to be when you've got Republicans out there going after the FBI? Then, of course, you've got, we could spend all day talking about Mark Milley, okay? The most egregious examples of treason, of subversion by a commissioned officer since Benedict Arnold. This is my view anyway. This woke general should definitely be court-martialed. There is financial news. You've got, remember Aaron Brickman was on last week? And if you haven't caught the Aaron Brickman's episode with Steve Quayle, and then he came on again with me and the Overdrive segment, which was an entirely separate program, I mean, entirely additional program. Please do that because there's a lot of financial information in that. And to anyone who believes that's gematria or from the Kabbalah, okay, no. You just told me how much you don't know, okay, by those words. All right. So before I get to Steve, I just want to mention my good friends at New Pro. Folks, you know, when I find something good, I'd like to share. Okay, I love my dog. My dog and she's my best friend. We go everywhere together. And I'd like to take care of her. NuPro, N-U-P-R-O. They have nutritional supplements for dogs. It mixes into like a gravy or you can sprinkle it on the food. She loves this stuff. But this keeps her joints, her hips, and her immune system really up to par. That's NuPro, N-U-P-R-O. And tell them Doug Hagman sent you. If you love your dog, your cat, your gerbil, your ferret, I don't know. You could probably give that to your mother-in-law too. Who knows? All right. So we have a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Let's do it right now. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And by the way, folks, thank you so much for participating in the fundraiser. You still have time. I mean, it's open-ended. If you haven't done so already, please, tonight, now, and tomorrow, especially over the holiday weekend, the fundraiser, the information in, there it is on your screen. I was kind of waiting for that. The Egyptian Alien Connections the Egyptian and alien connections in the Americas. I'm telling you, this is a mini conference fundraiser. We have heard from people all over the world saying, you know, this is the this is the best one yet. And the information is voluminous. So please go to either stevecoyle.com, click on the banner, or hagmanreport.com, click on the banner. But please do yourself a favor, and this will show you past, present, and future, and how all things connect. And I guarantee you, you won't be sorry. That's the fundraiser. We thank you. So there's still time for that. All right, with me, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, glad to have you. Let's talk.
Well, Doug, thank you. I think the title for today's broadcast is so critical because, again, you know, we're watching a battlefield that's come to our homeland. The standard thinking, even in the illegitimacus of Bidenkiss, is the illegitimate regime of Biden. I got to get my Latin more bastardized than it already is. But the point is that the amount of vilification of the United States citizenry, the admission by Kamala Harris that they have kept lists, the DHS, FEMA, the Mayock report, this stuff has been around for 10 years. But the fact that the press secretary made a statement just, I believe it was yesterday, that MAGA and Trump supporters, it was just a follow-up of what Biden had said, are basically going to be identified in their mind and they're going to be treated as enemies of the state. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when have you ever heard basically a challenge from the president of the United States saying that if you're going to fight with us, you better have F-15s? Well, I got news for you. Afghanistan proved that can be done. The government's been using aerial scanning and some of the most sophisticated MIT developed software and scanning techniques in their black helicopters looking for those. MIT, Doug, developed a program where they scan a person's house, and if it isn't correctly shielded and basically hidden away, they can tell guns and rounds of ammunition. But they know that that's in play because we watch, ladies and gentlemen, the all of the wars, and the terrorists have pretty good success. And by the way, I asked somebody, I've never been actively in the market to try and acquire that stuff, but I know people in the weapons world that live in that world. And basically, you can get anything you want if you're willing to pay the price. And a lot of that weaponry is flowing in. Now, saying all that, last week was the first time we saw Antifa supposed radicals with their AR-15s and their all their other weaponry. And an interesting thing, snipers were on the roof. Did you see that, Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a standard federal protocol that has filtered down into the SWAT community, special weapons and tactics. It is my contention that how the false flags are going to be initiated is pro-shooters, just like the ones they used in Las Vegas, just like the ones they used in Uvalde, Texas. And I talked to a gentleman whose law enforcement reach was 200 men under him, and they did see the helicopter land only for a little bit of, very few minutes. I think Doug was under 5 or 10 minutes, which had never happened before. People reported multiple shooters. That was covered up. But what I'm saying is this. You will see people being placed into groups, both on the left side and on the right side, to stir it up. No communist revolution or takeover has ever succeeded without gun confiscation and blood in the streets. So, ladies and gentlemen, where we used to have amber fields of grain when we walked in the ways of the living God, and yes, this is what it's all about. This is the only nation whose primary political parties have ever declared war on the living God. They could have denied him under communism. They could have said, it doesn't exist under whatever, fascism. But now we have those who are openly worshiping Lucifer and those who are openly serving him to destroy approximately 9/10 of the world's population, as expressed by all the globalists, the industrialists, etc. So, Doug, specifically, there are going to be professional agitators, professional assassins, and demolition guys put in to try and facilitate and manufacture huge, H-U-G-E, like we haven't seen anything like it yet, to turn the American people and go, but those are those crazy maggots, MAGA hats, maggots. I am not a MAGA member. Listen, I believe that God has revealed the sins of the leaders to the people. And I believe we see the people's sins before Holy God. That I gave that 7 years ago, may even been longer than that now, that before God allowed Russia and China to destroy the United States in a nuclear attack, he was going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. God has presented the evidence. We are seeing the evidence of the hatred towards God. We are seeing the vilification of Christians. We're seeing the call to get rid of Christians. And ladies and gentlemen, the haters are the ones who call the most peaceful people on the planet. And I don't hear Christians calling for the overthrow of this, that, or the senseless slaughter. But people have got to know, Doug, this is a supernatural war. This is being fought according to biblical principles. And I want to say something. At this point, even last night, Hal Turner, pray for him, you guys. He is really on the tip of the spear. You may not like his background. You may not like him. You may not like me. But I reached out to Doug, to people who, you know, I know. And I asked, what was this, you know, emergency action message, if you will, emergency broadcast message in California about? He said, Steve, the Russians warned the U.S. they have a Poseidon 100 megaton nuclear weapon off the West Coast. Now, most people don't even believe that, Doug. Even the gentleman you refer to, I won't even use that term anymore. Even the entity, I stand corrected. We no longer have a military that loves our country. We have a military, M-I-L-L-E-Y-T-A-R-Y. We have, in the last 36 hours, the Navy's going to retire 36, said they're going to retire 36 active warships. If I had been a pressman in Biden's press conference, I would have said, so where are you going to get an F-15? Joe, you've shipped everything overseas, leaving the United States vulnerable. That's by design. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. You don't have to go looking for civil war. You don't have to go looking for the horror that's coming. It's coming to you. And, Doug, still, as the shelves remain empty, as world-class inflation hits the United States, as a decision all over the world was, can I heat or do I eat? What happens when you can't heat or eat, as in Germany? What happens? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the greatest attack on human beings that can only be accounted for by the supernatural evil, the presence of Lucifer, his fallen angels, and for the record, a legion of fallen angels is 2,000 men, 2,000, and forgive me, 2,000 fallen angels. So the point, I guess it's really critical, is this is a spiritual battle that's soon to become visible on this planet in such a way that men's hearts will fail them for looking after those things coming upon the face of the earth. Political solutions are absolutely not going to do anything because, and I will say this, I salute Alex Jones. And for the record, people think that I don't talk to Alex. I don't have any, this isn't, you know, putting any distance between us. He's busy, I'm busy. Sometimes, you know, once a year, maybe once every 2 years, he wants me to address something. But I stand with his position on Donald Trump. I stand with that. When Laura Logan used the same words that I did, and I'm not saying she got them from me, but it was obvious. She, and I'm not saying that at all, but she was taken off Fox when she said, Fauci is a modern day Mengele or something along those lines. Did you see that?
Yes. Yes. And you know, yeah, I mean, you and her were right on the same page, same wavelength. Yes. And taken off Fox News. And you watch, others will be taken off very soon. Go ahead.
Correct. So anyway, now we hear that little bastard, that's what I call him. In my opinion, he's a little bastard, is talking about gain of function funding for the Spanish flu, 1918. Look up the Spanish flu. And Doug, 20 years ago, maybe before you and I met, I was talking about they were digging up Spanish flu victims to reconstitute the Spanish flu, attenuate it, in other words, bioweaponize it, in other words, gain a functional greater kill ratio than even it had. And isn't it interesting? Now what do you have, brothers and sisters, friends, even enemies that are watching this show? You have polio being released. You have smallpox being released. And by the way, you have Ebola, Ebola pox. You have basically what are called chimeric, C-H-I-M-E-R-I-C, chimeric viruses. And I wrote a book about it, and quite candidly, Doug, in those days, nobody cared. Even I think it was either the Weldon Committee or the Cox Committee. There were very few senators or congressmen that even showed up to hear about the bioweapons development when Kenton Allibeck, the former head of Russia's bioweapons program, Biopreparat, he's since defected the United States years ago, but, you know, people just didn't care. And now we're being told of that, you know, for the sake of the protection of our homeland, we need to take the monkeypox vaccine, a largely AIDS-like virus expressed in the homosexual transgender world. And FYI, I got an email yesterday from somebody in another town in Montana because of a certain person that works, I guess, for the prisons. They were forced to take the monkeypox vaccine and in being basically intimidated or lose their job. The person came down with monkeypox within, I think, 72 hours. Now, for the record, they had received COVID-1, COVID-2, COVID-3, booster-1, booster-2. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's interesting because then you get into the book of Revelation that those who take the mark of the beast, now we're just dealing with the injection, in my opinion, of the beast and the beast technology, but the pox, the breakout of grievous sores, right out of the book of Revelation. So I'm going to say this. What happens, Doug? As even now we're on the air and China just flew over, I think, 14 warplanes over Taiwan. And last night, Taiwanese shot down a Chinese drone. What happens when anything goes kinetic? What happens when the war starts to go in play? What happens? And I want to imagine, I'm going to give you an imaginary scenario.
Besides all hell breaking loose or what?
Yeah. What happens when all hell breaks loose and there's no place to run, no place to go? And there's nothing in the fridge. There's nothing but snow. And I am, you know, kudos to Randy Conway. I'm not trying. I just like rhyming because it helps me to remember stuff in my head. But the point is, we are at, how do I say this, such a crossroads of contention that there's no way of getting around it now. So, again, you've got the President of the United States Press Secretary. What's her name? You know it.
I always have to look here. Karine Jean-Pierre from Haiti. There she is right there.
Yep. And isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen, every single person, and let me read this. Karine Jean-Pierre says that people who voted for Donald Trump are a threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. Who? Gay? She's gay. Who? Transgender? Oh, well, then just look at the... I believe this was told to me, so I'd have to check it out. I cannot verify it. But when you've got the transformation of America, those were Barack, the abomination of desolation, in my opinion. That's who I believe he was. America's the greatest nation in the world, he said. We intend to change all that. Yes, he has. So when you've got that transformation of America, and then you have the pronoun people being put in the highest positions of power. Most people don't understand the Department of Energy. That's a bald-haired guy that wears lipstick. I forget his name. And evidently likes young men with their, you know, dressed in dog heads. That's one of the most famous pictures of them. Department of Energy controls nuclear weapons. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the takeover and takedown of America is transcending and echoing our ending, okay? To transcend means to go beyond, and what we're seeing is you cannot, in my opinion, you cannot insult the God of heaven any more in history, even in history, than we're doing right now, Doug. Go ahead.
You know, I was looking for a picture that I had of the head of the Department of Energy, and with Uncle Fester, Dick Levine, you know, together.
Yeah, Levine. Okay, I better. You know, yeah. You better not say his name backwards.
but you know, you cannot make this up. And so you said so much, but I want to ask you a question if I can. Okay, so here we are in 2022. I don't think anyone in 2019 would have, if you would, I don't know, but I'll say June of 2019, if you would have said, okay, this is what the United States is going to look like in August or September, actually September 1st, 2022. I don't think there would be too many people who would say, "Oh yeah, I believe that," because. But my question to you is: when did all of this begin? When did all of this begin? When did the concentration of power, the globalization, was it with COVID? Was it with COVID, or was it prior to that? And COVID just brought it out.
Well, it had to be prior to it because everybody was complicit in it before COVID.
Okay.
And it was through their complicity that, you know, we're facing what we are. So if you were to ask me under which president this all started, you'd have to go back to Nixon and him opening up China. Then you'd have to fast forward into George Bush and, you know, all the concessions he made to China, including the giving of the neutron bomb. People need to, you know, we need to get a physicist on and explain the three different kinds of bombs. But the neutron bomb, it was the ideal weapon. I knew the inventor, brilliant man, worked on the Manhattan Project, very famous scientist, Sam Cohen. He's dead now. But and he talked, Doug, and I have someplace in thousands of hours I think Steve Melching, my old producer, recorded me on VHS, you know, videotapes as well as cassettes, but he talked about weeping when he was present when that technology was turned over. Now, fast forward to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton gave the Chinese government all of our secret patents, all of them. He gave them the entire patent library, classified and unclassified. He also gave them the access to the Loral Satellite Corporation and their terminal guidance systems that made China have intercontinental ballistic missiles. From that point on, the infiltration, China only sent their brightest students to this country. Excuse me. I've said all along that China, if you understand the Chinese and the history of technology, they got a lot to brag about. They are astonishingly gifted in technology. Now, that doesn't mean it carries through into they can't evidently build jet fighter engines that work. They have to get those from Russia. But when you think of situations like gunpowder, when you think of situations, some of the greatest, if you will, advances, even the Chinese had thousands of years ago, seismographs. They didn't print out on paper, but they were dropping balls into a tray and they had a scale of the magnitude. They had some of the most sophisticated observatories in the world. And we're talking thousands of years ago. So to answer your question, and then when you got to Clinton's Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then you've got, obviously, you know, you've got Barack Obama pretty much taking it from there. And he made two statements. Watch what I'm going to do for the world of Islam. Obviously, he's a Muslim. And then also watch what he's going to do to transform America. Those two things have been in play. So now where we're at, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a what I would call a present tense apocalyptic. That means, the word apocalypse means the unveiling, the revealing. Plans of the evil one, meaning Lucifer and his minions, with people like Mark Milley, in my opinion, who is guilty of constitutional treason. But Doug, I knew when he wasn't even, they didn't give him a second thought. Had it been a Republican or obviously Trump, they would have gone off after him. So what I believe is happening is what's called, I guess I just went Italian on everybody, what's called, you know, the sleight of hand. A hypnotic trance is upon America. People are hoping against hope, and somebody's called it hopium, you know, And I'd say this, they'd probably be better. And I'm not pushing opium, but opium, it's, you know, what am I saying? People are in a state of, here's a good word. I coined this years ago, took it out of the actual context and called it narcosynthesis. Okay. That's a 25-year-old Steve word. Narcosynthesis used to be a word that they used when somebody would go into kind of a dream state based on narcotics and anesthesia. But narcosynthesis has taken place by all of the illicit drugs that have been brought into this country, by the way, courtesy of the three-letter intelligence agencies, to get America numbed, dumbed, and stoned, okay? And what's interesting is that we're a stone nation. Now, what do we have? We have the captains of technology and the technocracy going, you know, people are saying the benefits of mushrooms, you know? In other words, LSD, move aside, we've got mescaline, we've got hallucinogens now that are just making creativity the order of the day. The people who are taking them are prominent people, but here's what I'm trying to say in this. That's not the issue. The issue is people can no longer relate to a real world because they've had virtual world stuffed down their throat. And that how do I even define him? That sickening entity that started Faces of Death book, he just goes and tells the truth. And everybody's still trying to figure out why Faces of Death book, Facebook, that I gave it that name. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, you control the narrative. Doug, you control the narrative. Twitter controlled the narrative. Faces of Death book controlled the narrative. And please, I don't do social media. I had a Faces of Death book account, in order to be able to pull down all the fake me's. Now there are cartoon me's on YouTube, you know, and same thing with YouTube. YouTube used to be a relatively new form of people being able to tell the truth. So the truth no longer matters. Jesus Christ has been vilified. And now, more importantly, because of the cowardly Christians, what I call evangelifish, and again, evangelical jellyfish, no spines. They just go with the current of the day, friendship with the world, Prislam, everything. And it is an aberration, an abomination. So anybody who believes in Jesus as the truth and way of life is an enemy of the liars. The narrative is being controlled and everything. So getting back to Fauci, look at this, Doug, I'm going linear on you. Getting back to Fauci, and even today I post an article, you probably saw it, where there are doctors calling him to the task. He should be tried for war crimes. And if Fauci doesn't go down as the mass murdering, how should I say this, personage that funded the greatest mass death in the history, because remember, there's also articles out there by some of the brightest people in the world, real scientists saying, real scientists, not the controlled narrative scientists, that most deaths are occurring, if they don't happen immediately, within 5 months. So death and dying, and very few people even can put two and two together. Because if you put two and two together, then you're a racist. I wish people would take that word and shove it down the throats of all those people who use it, because there's a difference between a racial narrative and a realistic narrative. There's a lot of black people, they figure, and white people, and everybody, ethnic, Indians, Asians, everybody, you know, Orientals. There are expressions of people that know what the truth is in all the communities. So it's not a how do I say this? It's not just the ethnicity. Jesus did say ethnos against ethnos when he said kingdom against kingdom would, you know, we would have war, and we're going to have war, and it doesn't go away. So I would say this, in my opinion, and I want to say this to all Trumpians. Those of you who look to Donald Trump to reestablish after the midterm elections, and I have a simple statement, they stole the presidential election. They threw everything. Rules for Radicals, the 12th rule for radical, that basically they have attacked everything. And then when you heard Alex Jones, boy, am I tying stuff together now. When you heard Alex Jones talking about Trump, giving him a chance, you and Alex, you know, you probably saw Trump's response. Ben, Doug, he basically took credit for it. He won't repent of it. So if you and I decide to, let's just say this, you and I decide to kill, 1,000 people, and I facilitate you, and you're going to push the button to make it happen, to quote Captain Picard, make it so. Am I an accessory to that event?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. You know, so I guess what I'm trying to say, we're at a point now, and I say this, there is no political solution. I've said this, but people said, you're wrong. When our man gets in there, and Doug, basic question, what did he do? He did some good things, but what didn't he do when he could have, should have, and would have? And here's the question. I'm sorry, I'm not clear enough. What's going to be different about the midterms? When the midterms, even the rhinos without spinos, with very few exceptions, God bless Rand Paul, Jim Jordan, God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's got more cojones than, the other Republicans in name only. Bobert, these are people that are standing up, but so few voices. But yet you've got the treacherous ones, the Republicans, I don't need to name them, both the Senate and that are and Congress, that are absolutely traitors. And you know what the biggest story was last year when the Australian intelligence came out and put out the list of all of America's politicals on both sides of the aisle, including governors, who had taken Chinese money. You remember that? It went nowhere.
It would be a smaller list naming those who didn't. You're absolutely right. I get this. And for what you said, for all the bluster that we see with Rand Paul, God bless him, okay, holding Fauci's feet to the fire, and others, Jim Jordan as well, okay, even Kennedy coming out there and really holding Chris Ray's feet to the fire. What are we going to see, even if the right prevails in the midterms, if that's even possible, if we have them? Are we going to see anything come of this? No, I don't think so. Are we going to see any perp walks? No. So, I mean, we see a whole lot of entertainment, a whole lot of sound bites, but no action. And I totally agree with you on this. And I've got to say, when you were talking about Fauci, there's a it looks promising. Okay. By the way, there's a little meme that's been floating around about Fauci for a long time, but Fauci is leaving in December in the unlikely event that there would be anything constructive done in the after the new Congress is seated against his actions with the gain of function use, and that's what you opened with Fauci. So I'm 100% behind you right there. And by the way, let me ask you this, Steve: what is it, President Trump's hubris, why he is not backing off of the injecticide, the vaccine? I mean, what possible reason could he hang on to?
I have an answer for you, Doug. Please. One of the former advisors to him basically said he is the most narcissistic, non-scientific president. And this man has, basically been a science advisor to some powerful people, not just the United States. He's so narcissistic, but more importantly, ignorant. Ignorance excuses no man. So even though all the evidence, look at how many people have to die, sudden death, you can see all the charts. Here's the thing I want to say to everybody. I watch the charts. I watch the heartbreaking videos, and nothing changes, And now we're being told you need a monkey. Anybody that takes a monkeypox virus vaccine is monkey blank crazy, where it used to be bat blank crazy. Because again, the idea is, Doug, and maybe I can make it as, let me get to the bottom line. I've overused that for 30 years on talk radio. But the bottom line is they're not going to quit with the release of viruses, genetically altered viruses. They're not going to quit making sure you get vaccinated, to quote Bill Gates. Hey, it's the biggest profit margin in the world. This is why the book of Revelation, I believe America is Mystery Babylon, or at least the daughter of Babylon that's going to disappear in 1 hour. Doug, I want to ask you this. If I or someone, I'm told they exist, I don't possess them. If I were to show the American people, or someone would to release to the American people, the surrender documents that the Biden administration has already signed concerning China, would you believe it?
At this point, yes.
Okay, because and I'm just telling you, I'm told that. How could I know that? They're not my favorite people. But the point is that it's too late. It's too late to make a political change, because the Bible says, and I'm standing on the word of God, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You tell me where there's freedom and justice. You tell me where there's truth. Show me where there's liberty. And I posted Deuteronomy. And Eric, would you put that up right now, if you wouldn't mind? I didn't post it. I sent it to Eric to post. But this is really, this has been on my heart, because as most people don't know this, all the, quote, illegal immigrants, they're not the ones that went by the book, are going to be given 0% mortgages by Bank of America. Did you see that, Doug?
I did. And my question is, how in the hell can that even be legal? And where is the ACLU? Of course, we know.
Of course, you know where the ACLU is. Yeah. They're promoting this. And I want to share this, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to read this, because you're watching this happen in real time. The first 15, 16 verses of Deuteronomy 28. And this was given, obviously, to the nation of Israel. But it's God's contention that when you do right, he blesses you. When you do wrong, he doesn't. But let me read this, Doug. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Once this attack happens, and the occupation of the United States by Russian and Chinese and other nations' troops, anybody who's worth keeping alive is going to go in as a spoil of war. Hardly anybody will be able to receive this unless they pray about it and God shows it to them. You shall carry much seed out in the field and shall gather but little, for the locust shall consume it. In other words, you're going to plant and there's going to be nothing to be reaped. You'll plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. In other words, there's nothing to be redeemed. You'll beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. Ladies and gentlemen, in any war in history, they always took the youngest, the fairest, as captives. And I think that's really important, Doug, because captivity is what happens to anybody who's left alive. And many parents right now have, how do I say this, conceded to the fact they've lost their children, because the children are already captive by anything other than, number one, their upbringing, respect for the parents. The Bible's very clear about what happens to children who just completely hold their parents in contempt, you know? And most people wouldn't like that form of corporal punishment. Now, here's the key verse. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till you be destroyed, because you hearken not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments, his statutes that he commanded thee. So we're at this point, Doug. Now, I want to make a statement. Whose homes do you think those people can get zero mortgages on? We'll put the theme song to Jeopardy playing in the background, okay? Whose homes are they going to be given zero mortgages on? Oh, by the way, whoever's the lending institution or institutions will be remunerated from the government. Who do you think those homes represent, Doug?
Well, let's take a look if we can. Eric the Tech, I just sent you that. Yeah, can you put it on? I'm sorry. Now, folks, we saw this happen before. Scroll down a little bit. Keep going. This is NBC News. Bank of America announces zero down payment, zero closing cost mortgages for, get ready for this, Black and Hispanic first-time home buyers. Yeah, okay. There you go. The answer, of course, Alex, for the $200 square is Black and Hispanic first-time home buyers.
But look at the city. Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, L.A., Miami will be first to be offered on the program or offered the program. Ladies and gentlemen, when the good times are rolling, people would mortgage and they would build, buy second houses, third houses. They, you know, refurnish the houses, refurbish the houses. But Doug, here's the bottom line. When people who have worked all their lives and are now going to fumble in paying their mortgages, the default provisions in most mortgage documents will be enforced. You who've worked all your life, of course, you're going to probably be the white. It doesn't matter, even black. Those who are hardworking, home ownership used to be one of the blessings of our nation that was known for. And yet, you know, they're taken away. So BlackRock, you know, is by the way, in the old days,
if I can interrupt, they're going to be the largest homeowners after these people default. Because this is an invitation for default. Nothing against Black or Hispanic, but when you cannot afford a home, and you're given this type of deal, you go into the home, you can't keep up the property taxes, the mortgage, whatever. There you go, and all of a sudden, who owns your house now? You got it. The corporations BlackRock. Like BlackRock, yeah.
$10 trillion, you guys. $10 trillion. Now, if the United States can be taken over, and I believe it is. And displaced. Deuteronomy talks about those who are going to displace us. Replacement. Let me just use a better word. Displace and replace. Obviously, we're going to have civil war. Obviously, there are going to be a lot of people murdered, I believe, by the tens of millions. There's going to be a battlefield of blood. When it's all over, though, whatever can be used, someone will want clear title to that. So as Doug, as millions of Americans, doesn't matter what color, are displaced because they can't afford the mortgages. Where do they go? Well, BlackRock's got a secret deal. They just go in and buy them all up. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're buying up suburbs now. You take a suburb, let's say it has 100 units at $400,000, okay? If I do the math right, I think that's $40 million. And so for $40 million, you get a whole neighborhood. But then you go to the people that own the mortgage and say, look, we got all this cash. We'll offer you $20 million. They just decrease the – and what I'm saying is the plan is to get the government to absolutely pay BlackRock for the acquisition of all these people that are going to be kicked out of their homes. You don't think that will result in a civil war? I mean, it's on us now. The only thing that's keeping this country together, I believe, is the mercy moments of the living God giving people pause to think, consider, why did this happen to this nation? So when I get the emails, you get them too. Why do you guys quit talking about Jesus and God stuff? We're giving you the last hope you'll ever have. We're giving you the last offer of forgiveness. Maybe not this program, but these are accelerating deadly and dangerous days. And the time comes when no man can work. Let me make it clear. When we have the degeneration of, we have no manufacturing in this country to speak of. We have no food. Another warehouse burned down last night where the fridge, Doug, when I broke that story on all the frozen food in the Walmarts, the Shopko's, the Costco's, people couldn't even accept it. I just got another one from Ohio today. Maybe, you know, I don't know. How much more time do we have?
We've got about 40 minutes.
Okay. I'll send it to Eric then when you take it the next time. But people couldn't understand why that was important. If ever I had to zip and cool down volcanic ear channels, There was frozen food. What does frozen food provide? It provides a form of nutrition that won't go bad as long as it's fresh. So you mean to tell me collectively the three or four biggest stores by chains in America that sell frozen food all have refrigerator problems? And then I talked to, and I posted on my website, a refrigerated professional coolant guy that he says, Steve, this is all bogus. And so what I'm saying is, okay, so we're not going to have any heat. We're coming into dark winter, dark winter, dark winter, dark winter. Those of you who watched, Game of Thrones, they always said winter's coming, winter's coming. Doug, so many people watch Game of Thrones at that theme, winter's coming, dark winter. This was all neurolinguistically programmed, okay? Now, did George Martin intentionally do that? No, but the point is, I don't think he did. But now we're being told of a dark winter. We go to Germany. Germany is telling people, look, you can't take hot showers. You got to, you know, there's not enough energy. Now, here's what's funny. Because of the U.S. sanctions, and I'd call them sanctimonious insanity, the Chinese are buying from Russia, you're going to love this, natural gas, fuel, everything, and selling it to Europe at three times the price.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about this was President Trump told Germany, told the European countries exactly what was going to happen. He was dead nuts accurate on that. But I'm just saying, you're going into this the wrong way. And here we are. So, yes, the energy is going to be and is right now a big, huge issue, both overseas and it's coming here as well. Go ahead.
Well, I think that one of the things I want to ask everybody is why? I have a basic question. Why are we supporting Ukraine at the expense of America's food, fertilizer, at the expense of not being able to get any neon gas? Why are we provoking nuclear war against Russia? And we're provoking it every time, not one time. And I've been a student of the Cold War, nuclear politics, and you know, it's before me all the time. People I know, it's my interest. Why are we doing that? Because the WTFers, sorry, I mean it, no apologies, are making good their claim that they're in control of 50% of the nations of the world. Now, they don't control Russia. Ukrainians, they really are not that important to the United States' population. Yet why are you and I paying $100 billion, which the inspector general says we don't even have records of what's going on over there at the Ukrainian military? We see it in Joe Biden, another $10 trillion. If you knew, if somebody could produce, Doug, the actuarial tables of how much payback is going to certain relatives of a certain president. Remember the laptop? Remember the cover?
Miranda Devine from New York Post. I mean, she was all over this. And again, folks, to the FBI agents listening, I've got a couple of copies for your grab bags on the way out the door of Hunter Biden's laptop. In case you misplaced the original, but yes, I mean, you've got a current sitting occupant of the White House in a family business that is being enriched by Ukraine, and Ukraine is benefiting by our weaponry that will end up hitting Russia. And when a missile strikes a very important installation in Russia, and on the side it says made in the USA, you know, compliments of Jay Biden. Okay. I think that there's going to be a problem with that. Go ahead.
Well, and I want to make it clear, I'm trying to stop, and somebody says, oh, you're arrogant. I'm trying to stop World War III by using a sane approach. If I told you there's 100 megaton nuclear torpedo off the West Coast, those are the same torpedoes that the Defense Department denied until Russia showed them. Russia has advanced weapons. I'm not a Russophile. I'm not a Russian agent, but I would sooner sit down with the Lavrov, who's got a brain. Everything that we're seeing in our State Department, even the two State Department employees that were murdered because they knew what the true state of Ukraine was. Ladies and gentlemen, why? Why would we support the Ukraine at the expense of the United States citizenry? Doug, I don't think anything sadder than watching dead bodies being torn apart by feral dogs, or the pictures we used to see in Africa of emaciated children, you know, with vultures just waiting for them to breathe their last breath. As you and I are on tonight, U.S. oil reserves intentionally dropped a 37-year low as Biden continues to export America's oil to his masters in communist China. Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Biden's laptop is prima facie evidence of all this. And not this, the Australian intelligence agency that released all of the, and by the way, that story got covered up. But even when it was free on news, and I covered it, you covered it, I think we covered it together, others covered it, it doesn't matter. So if our country is sold out, then think about this. If our senators, congressmen and women, president, cabinet members, high-ranking military members are taking Chinese money, and I'm talking millions, in some cases hundreds of millions, then why would you think that they would have America's best interests at heart? We don't have enough weapons in this country now, in CONUS, continental U.S., to defend ourselves by design. By design. And they're telling me, you better have an F-15 to come after you. Ron, I'll give you, I'll give you three initials. ECM, electronic countermeasures. And oh, by the way, if you think those don't exist, go look at the Donald S. Cook. Go look at the state-of-the-art British aircraft carrier, or whatever it is, HMS, comes to a complete stop. And oh, by the way, it's a propeller shaft break or something. That's a lie. That's bogus. Doug, again, 2 and 2 used to be 4, but now it's 2 and 2 equals 22 reasons why I got to avoid reality, escape the ramifications of reality, and just go my merry way, skipping blissfully into nuclear Armageddon. The Russians have demonstrated their capacities. The have even sent the diagrams of some of their weapons to the Pentagon. They're not blustering. So when Dmitry Medvedev says, you guys, you can't just treat us like some third world nation. We've got you beat. They've got us beat in weapons, yet there's still, and I believe that door is finally closed. I was hoping against hope, praying, and you know, what's going to be prophetic, I'm not trying to stop. I'm trying to stop the pathetic, not the prophetic. I don't want people to come to grips with the fact that, let's say you go on a vacation. And you go on a vacation and you're on a cruise ship. And by the way, I'm not into vacations, but there are people that do. People traveling, let's say they're going from one city to another, one state to another. And imagine the time comes when circumstances, you can't get back ever to what you left. In other words, there are no roads, there's no gas, there's no vehicles, there's nothing. All you got is what you got, your wits, and more importantly, your relationship with Jesus Christ. And maybe that would be a title, Doug, for another program, too elaborate to get into. But the day you can no longer go home, what people are hoping for is going back the America that was, that can never be again, because they didn't fight when they could. They didn't stand up against evil and iniquity when they were butchering our little brothers and sisters in the womb, as all the children, 250,000 parentless migrant children coming across. How many do you think they're really going to get adopted? They'll be sold into sex trafficking. Even the head of Border Patrol was worried about that. Or they'll be sold into the Luciferian child sacrificers. Blood is in the land. Blood will flow so high. People say, oh, that's just that Israeli Bible stuff. That won't really happen. You watch. Where streets of blessing will turn to streets of blood. Where now we watch waters that cause the flood. And again, Doug, all I'm saying is this. This happened, in my opinion, largely because churches, yes, churches, which used to have the most influence in any community, went silent because they wanted to get along with the very world that was going to destroy them at all costs. And they just want to clap their hands, you know, shout ye people, you know, surrender to those murderous, you know, people, or the sheeple surrender to the murderous people. I'm saying a lot. I'm not trying to be coy or cute. I'm just saying, brother, our time, your time, my time, all the talk radio guys, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, whoever's out there, and anybody who beats the, I'm telling you this, anybody who beats a political solution to a spiritual problem is not only blind, they are the problem. They are the problem. They are the problem.
There is no. Is it mutually exclusive, Steve? In other words, do you see a point? And I've gotten emails asking this question. Even if we repent, I mean, is there enough repentance that we could do to get us back to even something close to Rockwell's America? Is there anything we can do at this point?
No, because, and I'll tell you why. It's not a smug statement. It's a biblical statement. Nations are given specific time periods. We were given 20 years, weren't we, Doug, after 9/11, 20, you know, some years after 9/11 to repent.
Yes.
After 9/11, people went to church. After that, they could care less.
Yep.
In the times of plenty, there's no gratefulness for the God of plenty. In the times of famine, God gets blamed when we're the ones that broke the covenant. So I believe that to answer that question specifically, no. People say, well, 2 Chronicles 7:14, you're a negative man. No, I'm a pragmatist. I believe in pragmatism, reality, and bottom line. Look, it doesn't matter, Doug. If we talked years ago, decades ago, about stuff that's happening now, well, because it didn't happen one day after we said it, all of a sudden, well, those guys, you know, me primarily, you, you know, for whatever they accuse you of, and others for whatever they accuse them of, the Trumpsters, and I said this is my term, the Trumpsters will end up in the dumpsters unless they start looking to Jesus and not Donald Trump. And I don't, you know, I'm just telling you point blank. Somebody asked me, could I ever vote for him again? No. I cannot vote for someone that says, I take all credit for the vaccine. And we watch people die on the, you know, whatever, die on the soccer fields, die in the football fields, die here, die there. Just, they drop dead. And I don't think people understood drop dead until they saw it literally happen. You drop dead. Like somebody with a heart attack. Bingo, they're gone. Or somebody that suffers almost torturously. And, you know, and you watch it. They're your loved one. Or you're not allowed to watch because you're not allowed in the hospital because, you know, into the IV bag goes, kill, you know. Or they want to remdesivir-icate you. They want to eviscerate you with remdesivir. So, you know, here's the thing. Bottom line, short version, no. No, God gave that. And I got saved. I came into a relationship with Jesus Christ 51 years ago, Doug. And 51 years ago, Jim and Carol Webb had a movement across the United States that followed the Jesus movement called If My People. And they brought people to repentance. And in those contexts, those days, there was a God consciousness. The Jesus movement had just come in and pretty much displaced the drug culture that had arisen in Haight-Ashbury and other places around the, you know, New York and all the drug rock culture there. But I think it's important that people understand this. They're hoping in that which cannot be. And here's an example. When God gives a nation over to judgment, it's done, it's finished. God will keep his people. This is what the Christians need to hear. The people that ask that question need to pray for their loved ones. They need to give their loved ones that don't know Jesus into his hands. They need to find out, Lord, what should I be doing? And Doug, it's like this. The day comes, you can't go back. You can't go back. You can't go back. We can't go back. That's not negative. That's reality. And then for those who long for that, the platform of Norman Rockwell's America, by the way, I love this country. Sometimes I get accused of not loving my country. I love this country. I hate the dirty scumbags that have abandoned our veterans. And I've been a veterans advocate for 28 years on talk radio, except the ones that turn around and want to kill me. But the bottom line is that we are now facing the most critical. How many servicemen and women, if you could forgive their mortgages and not, or give them 0%, and you know, how many of those would benefit? No, it has to be illegal. Doug, we're watching the biblical displacement and replacement of Americans by foreigners who, because we've turned against God, Deuteronomy 28, you know, obviously the scriptures that Eric put up, that explains exactly where we're at. And our nation is under divine judgment. Look at the heat index and heat dome. You know, how many years has Dane Wigington and I, to my knowledge, we're two of the most, I would say Dane even over I, but I started the whole chemtrail discussion 25 years ago. Nobody do I respect more in the world that's fighting for humanity than Dane Wigington. Nobody. Nobody. And yet people have watched the chemtrails and go, what's up? The water's polluted. I remember discussing excreted pharmaceuticals. In other words, pharmaceuticals that people were taking in drugged out America, going to the sewers, and they can take out coliform bacterium water processing plants, but they cannot screen out excreted pharmaceuticals. Now we have the lowest sperm count pretty much in the world. Now we have basically what the globalists want, zero population growth. And oh, by the way, just to make sure that's true, they're going to inject the infants. The how do I say this? There's no words I have in contempt that can even define Fauci. And why is he the highest paid man in government, Doug? And would you have you ever come to that conclusion? Why is Fauci the highest paid guy in government?
You know, that's a very interesting question. Obviously, we have the SES, the Senior Executive Service, of which he is a part. But, you know, there are different elements to our government. And that's a great question. I don't think that's ever been asked or answered. And if anyone knows out there, leave it in the comment section on Rumble or on Brighteon. I would like to know the answer to that question. Why? Even RFK in his book, RFK Jr. in his book, did not, I mean, he addressed so many things. It's a fantastic book. But that's one of the issues. Plus, he's getting royalties, and he's going to retire on our tax dollars. The highest. I mean, it would take me a bunch of years to even get 1 year of his retirement income plus the royalties. And every jab in an arm goes a portion goes to him and or Gates. I mean, this is ridiculous. Well,
here's what people need to understand. He is a co-patent owner on so many patents. Fauci's net worth is in the billions. That's from a banker. And let's talk about money right now. Everybody should have taken this flashing neon green, magenta, all the wildest colors that make my shirt look tame, and seen the signpost. Vatican calling home all finances from every place in the world by September 30th.
Would you say that was 28 trillion?
Yeah, 28 trillion. I couldn't make that number up. Somebody who's in banking said that, you know, 28 trillion. Now, that includes Vatican, that includes land holdings. It's not just cash. But ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this based on what Aaron Brickman said, asked on, you know, what basically Charles Nenner, Martin Armstrong, Peter Eliades, all of the smartest guys, Egon von Geierts, who was one of the speakers at, I think, the last video conference. He's one of the brightest men in the world. He rubs shoulders with the richest men in the world. And the who can tell you the what. Here's what's going to happen, Doug. And you're already seeing stories floating, like President Biden talking about he's going to change the currency. He's going to go to a digital currency. Are you going to trust a digital currency that you have to sign up for, especially when he's saying we're going to kill everybody that doesn't agree with us? In no way, freaking no way, will we ever dare. So how's it going to be?
Can parallel economies exist in that? This is what I want to ask you, okay? Because that executive order that was signed in March, that's supposedly coming due in December 13th, I believe it is. I don't have the number in front of me here, but if you go to stevequayle.com, you can see the headlines, and you can find that as well. So My question is, Steve, are we going to be able to sustain the Christians out here, sustain a parallel economy during a digital currency maneuver by the federal government?
Doug, no, we're not. Forgive me, not in their world, but in our world. Any Christians alive or patriots alive or anybody alive outside of them, everybody who's in the system will be looking to hunt all of us if we're alive that are out of the system. I'm weaving back and forth because I'm going, you know, I'm trying to get my bearing here. But specifically, we will be trading as the Christians in the catacombs. We will be using silver, and silver really does have its place in history. We'll be using gold. We'll be using whatever we can to offer to whoever's got anything. And I want to make this clear. A black market is a free market, not flee free, F-R-E-E. The only way, and if so many people don't know how to barter or bargain, how will they know what gold and silver is worth? Easy, because gold and silver are priced in international currencies, not just U.S. dollar. So somebody who has a shortwave radio, a shortwave receiver, who's hooked on, by the way, the bivvy stick and signed up for the bivvy stick, one of the things that, you know, I have some, I guess you say, suggestions on the bivvy stick is they're going to have to broadcast, and they're going to. They're setting up the software. And by the way, I'm not a software designer, but the bivvy stick is a two-way satellite communicator. You don't need your cell phone, but your cell phone is used. In other words, you're not using cell phone towers, but we're using satellite to satellite, two-way communication. And with the bivvy stick, and obviously they're priced $74.95 with Galileo, the news service, one of the things that Galileo is going to do is going to be podcasting, satellite podcasting through to the every owner of the bivvy stick, the important stuff. You won't care about the Dow Jones Industrial. You want to know what gold, silver, you want to know what commodities are worth. And to prove I'm accurate, President Putin not only underwrote the ruble with gold, but he also now added wheat. You mark my words, the Russians have the ability to have the strongest currency in the world strictly because of their natural resources. They're the biggest country with the smallest population and the most to offer. Doug, I mean, seriously, it's interesting. Isn't it interesting? America turns against God, declares war on God, and you have the president of Russia talking about maintaining Western Christianity. People make the wrong conclusion that Russia are communists and communists are Russian. That's not true at all. No. They're nationalists, and we're nationalists. And what's the most dangerous mindset to the globalists? It's nationalism.
Because of their desire for the consolidation of power.
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely. They want the world. They want to rule the world, whereas we want to rule our country. Our sovereign nation. And by the way, back in the Carter days, I used to have you mentioned Russia. I used to have a bumper sticker that said a barrel of oil for a bushel of wheat. Okay. And folks back in 79, 78, 77, you gotta go back there and realize what was going on back at that time. But we're seeing it again, but this time there's no coming back from where we're headed. So go ahead.
Well, and I think that's important, Doug, because in essence, right now, some places, I think Germany, the official rate of a barrel of oil is like $400 US. Now, that's just one report. It could be less than that. But what happens if you think about it? Look at the energy that you have to put in to pump a barrel of oil. Look at the energy that you have to put in to grow a bushel of wheat. By the way, when you grow a bushel of wheat, you have to have fertilizer. You have to have somebody that can, you know, ship the grain, someone that can put the grain into products or whatever. It's all being destroyed, and it's by the globalists, okay? And I want to put this into a total perspective for people. Lucifer and his minions, which is the majority of the planet, want the complete destruction of everything that God has created. They want it in the human range. They want it in the animal range. They want everything that God created, including the oceans, including the beautiful sky. They want everything destroyed. And they believe they're going to insert the transhumanism if you will, something better than a human. In other words, Satan thinks he's going to produce a race of transhumanists that'll never die. And Jared Kushner made a powerful statement. I don't know if you saw it on Monday. He said, we're the generation that won't know death. And he's planning not to die himself.
But that was an incredible statement, by the way.
Go ahead and take it. I mean, what were your thoughts when you saw that?
Well, okay. And this is something that when I saw that, I went to my library. I got out a couple of your books. Okay. And this is not, I'm not kissing up to you. You wrote about this years ago. But here's what I am seeing. I'm seeing this alliance. Now, I sense, and this is from, I can't verify this except from what people are telling me. There are some issues between Trump and Kushner, and some other people. So, okay. Having said that, the push for transhumanism, the desire to avoid judgment by living forever, or just simply transhumanism to live forever, uploading your consciousness or whatever into a computer type thing, into the cloud, so to speak. That's what these people want, and they believe that they are small g gods. I mean, not to dumb it down too much, but I mean, that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
So you've got, and you've got that, Yuval Noah Harari out there, who's the spiritual guidepost for Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and everyone else. My gosh, I mean, look at what's happening. It's right out of your books, but most importantly, it's right out of the Bible. This is what we're seeing in the end of days. And here we are. And you know where the flashpoint is? I believe that Australia is the canary in the coal mine, but I believe that America is the epicenter, getting back to the title, Battlefield USA, Civil War underway. I think that this is going to be part and parcel to everything that you just said, this push for this transhumanism, because in order to get there, you've got to have the digitization of cash. You've got to have your implants to make sure that your vaccine passported, properly, to make sure that your identity is digitized so they can control you. They can look, they can stop your car, for crying out loud. They can stop you.
The same technology that stops the car can stop your heart.
Exactly.
Anybody doesn't believe that CIA has weapons that can create just about any physical malady to shut you down. So I think it's important that at this point in history, the Bible, Jesus makes it very, very simple. We're to consider our ways as we see the end of days. And let me ask you this. Have you ever been hungry and hoped for a burger and did it satisfy, or did the real thing satisfy? Well, it's obvious, I mean, an imaginary glass of water doesn't keep the guy from dying in the desert, who's dying of thirst. So that's the imaginary, and I would say detrimental, area of hopium that people are hoping. They're hoping you, Doug, or me. I've got one guy that keeps emailing me thinking that the army of the Patriots will take it back. No, they won't. Number one, we're watching what's happening to the Patriots. The only thing that's going to change anything is the presence of the Holy Ghost manifesting in a miraculous way, as in the book of Acts forward, and people standing up for Jesus, because God delivers his people. He delivers them. A Mexican lady who's a very important friend of mine, I've referred to her 100 times, Mary Juarez, said, remember, Steve, when you come to your end, there's nothing more you can do. There's nothing more you can think of. You can't do anything. You're at a standstill. She said, remember this. If you look to Jesus, God will always provide the ram in the bush. Abraham thought he was going up to sacrifice his son. God stopped him, and God provided the ram in the thicket to be that which was sufficient for the whole, lesson that Abraham received. In other words, it's not what we do in our human effort for God that counts. And we should be doing things for God, but it's what we're directed by the Holy Spirit. And it's not by just bread alone. How many people, honestly, their Christians pray, give us this day our daily bread? I don't pray it every day. I'm starting to pray it every day. And I'm also adding, not to the word of God, I'm just saying, and Lord, but I have my daily direction too. because the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And listen, I make no apologies. When I wrote Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, when I wrote Transhumanism, The End of Man is Here. By the way, that was my last book outside of Jesus, The Premise, The Promise. I will not write another book. I'm done. I'm still going to do the videos as long as I can or as long as we have. But the point being is transcendent, the transformation, and the same promise that was made and is being made by the transhumanists or the transgenderists is that God didn't do a good enough job. You mean God was confused when he said, you know, maybe I should make 48 different categories of something, but they couldn't be made in my image then. Even the nonsense of if you whack the plumbing off, you're now a girl. If you give hormones, you grow breasts, you're now not a boy. You know, it's so fallaciously insane that I'm astonished at how easy we fall for everything. But the transgenders, everybody's going to basically be in the same boat. Everybody, when there's no food, when there's no fuel, when there's no hope. And this is what we as Christians are giving people. We're giving them hope of Jesus Christ, not just for this world, for the next. And what's going to happen? Here's a question to all of those of you who believe it's in the pre-tribulation rapture. Well, a nuclear war that will be over in, I believe, under 10 days. You know, it'll be over in the first hour. It's decided in the first hour, but it'll be over all wrapped up in 10 days. How will that affect your entire eschatological or the second coming of Jesus view? Well, it will probably modify it. That's a safe thing. that's a safe thing. You can't get mad at me for saying that. Modification of pre-held, let's just say this, beliefs, whether they're true or false, they'll either be validated or invalidated. And that's the best way I can say it. But you'd better recognize that there's a reason why all the freezers in America's four top food stores are going down. There's a reason why the shelves are being empty. There's a reason why the greatest drought in history now has spread to three quarters of the United States. There's a reason why it's flooding in some areas and it's absolutely bone dry in others. It's a reason why every temperature is being broken, temperature record. And it all has to do with geoengineering, weather wars. It has nothing to do with climate engineering because I just belched or a cow just farted.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with that. And because of human nature, the lying devils from hell have got people to think, oh, I can just do this. If I drive an electric car, I just won't be polluting the environment. Good luck. If you live in California, you'll be told not to charge them, because it's too hot and we don't have the electricity.
That's what they're saying right now. Yeah.
I know. Or the insanity of, you know how much energy it takes to get the rare earths that go into the car's batteries? You know, and oh, by the way, we don't have them in this country, so we got to import them by China. And by the way, they won't ship them anymore in Russia. We need, you know, neon and we need all these other things. So here's the thing, Doug. We are in such a state of denial that I'm astonished. I'm astonished at every moment and every day, another day of grace. I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus, because the night comes when no man can work. This winter is going to be the dark winter, and there's nothing any of us can do about it.
Wow.
I hear a phone going off. I apologize.
I didn't hear that, but okay. Wow. I mean, when you think about everything that you just said, where we are at, and you know, if to quote you, the bottom line, the only way out of this is by the grace of God. This is what I'm hearing, and this is what I would. And again, nudge me, move me, correct me, whatever. But it's our obedience to our Lord and Savior. It's our hitting our knees and asking, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Where do I need to be? Asking for guidance, because otherwise we are doing nothing except, we're not being effective.
That's a good word. We're ineffective. And in essence, we've yielded to the powers of evil by not confronting them earlier, okay? Right. Earlier. So, you know, all these people, and I want to say this, I wonder why the people who listen to you, listen to me, listen to us, who think we're just out there, I wonder why they listen to us. I really prayed about that, and I feel I had an answer. He says, Steve, I'm giving everyone the closing minutes of time to come to a decision, either for me or against me. People who can mock, listen, Doug, they can mock you, they can mock me, they can mock us, they mock whoever, whatever. But that doesn't put groceries in their refrigerator. That doesn't put food on their store shelves. That doesn't give them medicines that may be life-sustaining. It doesn't. But God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You think a religious slogan's going to do anybody? I love it. Well, Brother Quayle, you're just a fearmonger, and I'm just going to trust God. I said, you ever have a broken tooth? Well, yes. Did you ever have to go to a doctor for a broken limb or a life-threatening thing and whatever, accident or whatever, or a sickness? Well, yes. I said, so then tell me what's different than going to that doctor if God's providing not only a prescription for his answer to your sickness. And look, I understand, but Doug, we're the generation that abandoned the gospel of Jesus Christ. We denied the power of the Holy Spirit. We absolutely are trying to accommodate friendship with the world that hates Jesus. They certainly hate God the Father, and they hate us. We're being told you're all going to be murdered, and there are 125 people, million people who are going to be in our targets, our, you know, target zones. And yet it seems like nothing breaks the desire for more news to confirm the uncertainty in people's minds. Do or I, don't I? And I'll say this, those who knew to do and didn't, it's now too late. Those who said, I could have, should have, would have, it's now too late. Because in essence, the freedom you had, the provision you had, the accessibility of the provision you had, it's gone, you know? And if God peradventure, I love that word, peradventure, if you'll pray and he'll say, hey, go over here, you know, and this is what you'll find. And this is why it's so critical, Doug. You and I have talked about tightening our circles of trust beyond anything you or I have ever known individually or together. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And have we earned, in your opinion, that attitude?
100%. As a matter of fact, I would urge everyone out there to do the exact same thing, because at this point, we cannot, you cannot, individually and collectively, we cannot afford infiltration by an enemy. And when I say enemy, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about a spiritual rot that could enter your camp, as well as a physical threat.
Well, and I don't think you can say it any clearer than that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most amazing things I ever did, I've said it publicly, I've sucked at trying to trust the wrong people, believing in them, and having not sought the Lord first. We need to realize if we'll pray and trust God, those of you who are lonely, and there's a lot of lonely people of God, those of you who seemingly have no one, no fellowship, start praying about it and ask the Lord to give you the friends he has in store for you, the help he will bring you if you'll but start trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Look, it's a battle. It's a battle every day. We battle for our minds. We battle for our health. We battle for this. We battle for that. And I don't think people understand. Again, it's Battlefield USA. I love that title. Civil War. Now in play, underway, whatever they want to say. When somebody says to you, Doug, at 5 o'clock in the evening, and not to you, someone else, I don't want to even speak this out in your area. When someone says to someone, we're coming with 50 armed men and we're going to kill you. And you know who they are. You know what weapons they possess. You know what the past history of them. Would you just stay there and wait for them and wait for the knock on the door? Better yet, they kick it down, batter around, and then just say, can we talk this over? That is how the land of the insane is thinking. You know, isn't it interesting that when you're a revolutionary terrorist, there's no consequence, but when you're in Washington, D.C., and an unarmed, you know, supposed What's it called where they were? What was that thing called in Washington, D.C.? I can't think of it. January 6th.
The insurrection. Oh, my.
Yeah. Insurrection. That's BS. But see, can I tell you something? They who rule make the rules.
That's right.
And that's what everyone, I think, let's say this. Those who deny that are fools. Because what we're watching is those who are enemies of everything we believe. Let's just call them what they are. They are communists. They are absolutely committed to the overthrow and takeover of the United States. Their rewards will be by Chinese masters or overlords, whoever invades, well, to the victors go the spoils. And that's what historically happens to nations that forget God, yeah. And especially those who have allowed the government of the United States made war on the living God. Let me ask you this. Who do you think will come out on top? Certainly not, you know, and that's I think if you want to say, Steve, what's a big picture distilled down to a single sentence? Simply that, you know,
ponder that, folks. I mean, seriously, pray on that, because that's a hell of a question, Steve.
It is. And I think it's maybe I should come up with a new statement, because I've overused the bottom line. I should call that below the bottom line, because in essence, that is the essence of what has happened to the United States of America. And I don't even call it that anymore. I call it the disunited States. And the thing is that we're now, how should I say this, reaping for the world to see. Look at how we treat some of the most evil governments in the world. Look at how we've said to our allies for all these years, basically, you know, just kissed them off. And now when America goes down, there'll be no one to mourn her. That's the book of Revelation. Mystery Babylon's destroyed in an hour. Well, these hypersonic missiles will bring that to pass. And by an hour, it's all over. That's why I'm saying it's all decided in the first hour.
Well, and I know we're limited on time. We only have about 3.5 minutes. You brought up earlier Kamala Harris, Washington Times headline, "Beware Trump supporters, Kamala Harris and Democrats have a list," and that's a fact. Folks, that's from November 2020. That's from November 2020. Okay, think about that. And think about where we are today. And think about what Steve Quayle just said, both on the domestically, with respect to this, and what Joe Biden said yesterday in Wilkes-Barre, and or the day before. Yeah, I guess it was yesterday. And think about where we're at. And folks, we've got... Steve, you're 100% accurate. I just wanted to bring that out because I think people people need to understand that where we're at today. And I think that you really, really, I mean, this to me today was like an intellectual and even a spiritual shotgun blast of information and of anointing. I mean, that's what I believe. Go ahead.
Well, I think if you put that up, and I know we're for time, because I just want people to scroll down, if you would, to the first paragraph, I believe, in this right here. I want you to see this. Now, people claim this was satirical, but Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, and once he's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him, Trump, and endorse his action, because we'll be coming for you next. You'll feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned, and we seek you out. As we seek you out in every corner, for it is you who have betrayed us. Senator Kamala Harris, April 30th, 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a house divided, a nation divided against itself can't stand. But it's not that it's a divided house. It's soon to be a destroyed house. And when you get threats to use fighter jets against you and everything else, you've got to understand there is no time. The stopwatch has stopped, and that's how late the moment is. Doug, thank you. God bless you. And I want to thank all your audience for the support of you and I. Please, ladies and gentlemen, sign up for that webinar. It's mind-blowing.
Really is. And you know what, folks? Do it now. Do it today. Please do. Okay. And Steve, now I know where I left my shirt. That shirt, I got the same one. Now I know where I left it. It's your place. All right.
Well, in essence, Doug, I am your you defeated me in the war of the shirts the last time because that was a great shirt.
That's my shirt. So anyway.
Okay.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. And I really appreciate you, as and I know many do, to our little sister Karen in Rome. God bless you. We'll be in touch. Steve, thanks. Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. May God bless each and every one of you. When you hit your knees tonight, please pray. Prepare and pray. God bless.